You're talking now about...
Well, I said I think it's important to preserve and to interpret the history, to have as much information available to you as you possibly can. And the very fact that we are here today and you are recording my statements and our discussion might give insights to other persons at different times as to what impelled me in one direction or another on specific matters that came before the court while I was a member of the court. I don't know who else would preserve it. Certainly, do not have the capacity nor the funding to do that on the state level by the commission, you might say. It would be nice if we could have such a program, but I don't see it in the near future. And certainly the Volunteer Association of Lawyers to preserve the actions of the Supreme Court over the years is well worthwhile. And to get this little discussion as to, with the persons that are still available, have had the experience of being on the court, I think would be invaluable. I would have liked to have heard what our first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court would have said. That was William Asa Fletcher. He never completed his term. He was a man that had come to the territory of Michigan from New York State, and if you read the history of the man, he apparently left a wife in New York and came out here after her fortune had provided him with the legal education. And I suppose that has happened in the past and will happen in the future. But he codified the laws of the state, but he also got involved in political disputes. And he left office in somewhat disrepute. And it'd be nice to have been able to maybe interview him.
Was this the dispute over the punishment of Mundy? Was that
That's
the
right.
episode?
It was lieutenant governor at the time. Very strong partisan for statehood. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he got into a fisticuffs with a person who was charged with assault. Justice Fletcher gave him a very minimal sentence, which was objected to by the persons of the area, and that redounded to a great deal of discussion about the qualifications of Justice Fletcher, his objectivity perhaps. He was appointed by Stephen C. Mason to be the Chief Justice. He also had an association with a young lady that I guess was a social blemish on him at the time. And as I say, it would be interesting to have his words, to hear what some of the challenges were in his day when we were just beginning as a state.
What do you think of the idea that has gained great currency in recent years that that trial should be televised, or that this should be permitted?
Well,
does this do anything, first off, for the public understand? You know, it's argued that people don't know enough about what the courts are doing, and so on. Here we'll show them. What about that argument?
I don't think that's a very valid argument. I think it could probably be proven so. Most trials are not dramatic. They are tedious. I'd hate to see a situation develop where you would end one day's trial with some lurid testimony accusing the defendant of unconscionable acts and then see it on TV that night without having that rebutted or a balanced picture of the whole situation. I think that would be a problem. But I think that we have something available to us now called C-SPAN, where you can turn it on. It's a cable presentation of the Congress in action. I would just suspect that the listener, viewer, audience of C-SPAN is very negligible. If you can imagine listening 8 hours a day to the actions of Congress and you still don't know what they're talking about, And I think that would probably be the same situation if you listened to 8 hours a day of testimony in the typical case, that you would have a very good idea of what's going on or what's not going on. But I think the function of the Supreme Court obviously is much different. It's administrative as well as judicial, and the fact of writing opinions on cases. But I think we should utilize the availability of video production. I read a story not too long ago that the arraignments were being held via video. Certainly the county could point out the reduction of cost of transportation of persons that have been detained in the jail pending an arraignment, what have you, that this could be done just as easily by a judge and the individual miscreant, if that is the case, via video. And I think when that is proven to be true, we should utilize it.
Sure. Well, that's closed circuit use of the technology, right, though, is it not?